one of the great franchises at Bloomberg is a thing called Bloomberg Law. It's a beast unto its own. And what they do is they take very seriously monitoring the grind of law within our nation's capital. With great leadership there is Madison Alder, who joins us now. And Paul, this is, you know, I mean, on a Tuesday, we're among friends. This sure. is esoteric.
This is
on the Supreme Court in a president maybe who will change things.
It's interesting, Tom. You know, we have a 6-3 Supreme Court on the conservative side, and President Biden has said, hey, should we make some changes here to the Supreme Court and how it operates? Madison, thanks so much for joining us here. I know President Biden empowered a commission to look at the Supreme Court. What was that commission's remit, and what did they find, and where are we?
So I spoke to 10 of these former members of this panel that Biden assembled to look into potential changes to the court. It's been 8 months since they issued that report in December, and Biden hasn't weighed in on any of these changes that they looked at. Most of the commissioners that I spoke to said that was in line with their expectations. A few were disappointed that he hasn't said anything about court reform, but most of the commissioners said that they expected this to be an academic exercise used by current and future lawmakers to explore some of these changes on the court. The audience was beyond the White House. Now, I spoke to one of the co-chairs, Bob Bauer, who told me that he does expect Biden to eventually say something about this. The White House told me that the president is grateful for the work that the commissioners did, but the president hasn't come out with a statement on whether he would back or decline to support some of these proposals that the commissioners looked at.
Well, I guess one of the biggest proposal, I'm not sure if this commission recommended it, but certainly some Democrats have suggested after this, how the Supreme Court was reshaped under the Trump administration, is maybe expanding the Supreme Court. Is that something that's even on the table, even whispered about in Washington?
Well, it's definitely something that progressives are looking into. There's a proposal in Congress that is slowly gaining Democratic support, but that proposal would need a large majority and potentially bipartisan support to move forward, either that or eliminating the 60-vote threshold needed to advance legislation. So it's one of those changes that is probably not eminently likely, but there are other changes in the report that might gain bipartisan support. There's potential changes that they looked at on the shadow docket on various other small changes that there might be able to be some bipartisan agreement on.
Madison, you wrote a few days ago on the safety of our judges. A sensitive issue, to say the least. Well, brief us quickly here. What did you learn from reporting on the actual risks our judiciary faces?
Well, the judiciary, for a few years now, ever since a federal judge's son was murdered at their family home, has been really pushing for more security for federal judges. And, the recent conversations about the Supreme Court and the most recent term have really heightened that environment. The judiciary has been pushing even harder for legislation in Congress that would provide judges with more security online. Mm-hmm. It would protect their personally identifiable information. That legislation has yet to move forward.
Why? Can you explain why? It drives me absolutely insane. Why, Madison, why are people blocking the personal information? Why are they not blocking the release of personal information of judges?
So the bill in the Senate has Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, Democrat from New Jersey, has brought the bill up for agreement, a unanimous consent agreement by the Senate a few times now, I believe three times. Each time it's been blocked by Senator Rand Paul, a Republican from Kentucky, who says that the bill should include lawmakers, that it should have the same protections extended to lawmakers. Mm-hmm. The Senate Judiciary Committee, when they advanced the bill, had discussions about that. There was bipartisan agreement that maybe lawmakers should have similar protections, but lawmakers there seem to agree that that should be in a separate bill.
Thank you, Madison. A terrific brief. Thank you so much, Madison Alder. Thank you so much.